Welcome to the Wise Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Christina DeFranco, a yoga teacher, elite athlete, and anxious tornado turned mindful mover. We will be talking all things mindset and mental health to help you create breakthroughs to become your best and most authentic self. Hello and welcome back to the Wise Mind Podcast. This is your host Christina here and I'm so glad that you're joining us for a new episode. And Happy New Year, guys. It is now 2019 as I record this and I am so excited for this year. I am ready for big things to happen and thank you guys so much for listening and making this podcast what it is. I do these episodes for you guys and I really hope they help you guys and I love hearing from you guys. And I just actually got a new mic, so if you guys like this one, please let me know. I'm hoping that it will all go well today. And today I actually want to talk to you guys about a little confession I had. It's not something particularly that I really wanted to share, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized how this might be a similar thought pattern for so many of you, and it might be something that really resonates with many girls out there, especially. And so I just finished my winter break, or actually I'm just ending my winter break today, actually. And as I was scrolling through my Instagram last week, it was like one vacation picture after another. Turks and Caicos, Acapulco, all these places, Barbados, Caribbean, like all these places, all geotagged. You knew exactly where everyone was, their bikini pics on a beach. And my first thought was, I wish I was on a beach. Why am I not on a beach? And then I started to think about, here I am in my little town, and I'm working winter break camp. I spend my days with kids ages 5 to 12, working 7 to 8 hour days, while my entire Instagram feed is my friends on vacation in warm tropical places and on beaches. And I really started to get jealous. And I couldn't fathom how it was possible. I'm like, here I am struggling to pay my school bills for next semester, and these people are off on vacation. I'm like, I'm here working my butt off, and I can't go on vacation, and I always work. And I'm like, I just didn't understand it. And it really started to make me unhappy. And then I kind of stepped back and said, okay, me scrolling through my Instagram feed right now is not helping anyone. It's actually taking away my positive vibes, my good energy, my health and happiness as I sit here and dwell. And then I reflected further and I was like, I don't know their situation. Maybe they have a better job. Maybe they just work harder than I do. Maybe they won a trip. Maybe their trip was paid for by a family member. Maybe their trip was a gift. Maybe they didn't spend money on those Lululemon leggings that I spend money on and saved up for the trip. Or maybe they're just going into debt. Who knows the story? Right? Here I am making the story of how perfect their life is, when really I have no idea. And I instantly went into comparison mode. And I've talked so many times about how bad comparisonitis can be. And so I really needed to take a step back and just stop the stories that I was spinning in my head. And I said to myself, I'm not going on trips because in September, I'm going to med school. I'm going to naturopathic college that I've always wanted to go to. And it's going to cost me $100,000 for the 4 years. $100,000. So I'm working my butt off and I'm saving my money to go to school, to get an education in something that I love, something that I know will make me happy. How is that a bad thing? And so what I was doing by looking at all these pictures on my Instagram feed was making my life seem less than. I was comparing, and that's not what I need. I wasn't able to see the gratitude, the thanks that I should be giving for everything that I already have, for every opportunity that I'm able to get. And so by stopping the stories of how or why or how lucky they are that they get to do that big trip or go into that special place that I haven't been to, I was really able to see the happiness that was right in front of me. And so today, sure, I spent a 7-hour day at camp, and I got to go outside and build snowmen with children who were just smiling and so happy to just have the freedom to run and play outside and to build a snowman, and then I would spray paint a little face on the snowman. And there was so much joy in that simplicity. And that's what I really needed to recognize. And so the more time I spent analyzing these photos on Instagram, the less time I had to see the joy that was right in front of me. And so I really started to just realize that when you love what you have, when you love what you have right in front of you, you have everything you need. When you love what you have everything that you need. And how beautiful is that? By me seeing the thanks and finding the gratitude in the life that I'm currently living in this moment of my story, of my chapter, I am able to be happy because what I have right here is everything I need. And so many times we think we need so much more. When, what is it that we really need? We need food, water, shelter, love, good company. And I have all of those things. And sure, it would be nice to take a trip. But I didn't plan accordingly to make that happen. And so I can't sit here and now feel sorry for myself. And the only reason why I would be feeling sorry for myself is because of the stories that I've started to create in my mind as I see these photos. And for me, when it revolves around mindset, everything comes back to the stories. Everything comes back to how we see things, how we write things in our mind. What do we tell ourselves? How do we interpret things? And as soon as you can begin to shift it, that's where you can find the happiness. So for me, I think that was a huge lesson over this Christmas break, was to really step back, to not compare myself, to be mindful of the stories I tell myself, not only about myself, but about others, and the stories that I just seem to place on people so effortlessly. That can be so dangerous when you really start to think about it. And so I've taken a step back from all of that. And I just wrote down what I have to be thankful for, what I have to be happy about right here, right now. And I hope that some part of this story resonated with you, because I know how easy it can be to see something on social media and instantly spin it into a comparison, instantly spin it into a woe is me or always me or I never get that. And we just need to stop that. And it took me a little bit by surprise because usually I'm the person that's just happy for everyone else. Like, you get to go to the beach. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I hope you have the best time. And that's genuine for me. I'm really happy that they're going to have that experience, and I want to hear all about it when they get back. But this was just different for me. I think it's just because of the headspace I was in and how many photos I saw of all my friends on beaches one after the other. But that doesn't mean it's a reason to make a story. And so I hope you guys really like this episode. If it resonated with you at all, or if you felt the same way at any point, please let me know on Instagram, because I'd love to connect and chat a little bit more about it, as it's something I'm really still navigating myself. And I just wanted to get it out there and just really voice it and live it and really see how it sat in my body and how it made me feel. So if this is something that speaks to you, please let me know. Let's have a chat about it. Let's bounce some ideas back and forth, maybe some different perspective shifts that we can use, and then I can share them with everyone. So you can hit me up on the @thewisemindpodcast on Instagram. That would mean so, so much to me. And tune in next week for another episode. I look forward to seeing you guys. And if you could do me a huge favor and leave me a rating and review on iTunes, that would mean the world to me. I'm really hoping to get some ratings up in 2019. We've already had over 350 downloads of the podcast, and that makes me so excited. I can't wait to see what 2019 brings for us. So I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for your continued support. Lots of love, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Wise Mind Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would go leave an honest review on iTunes and let us know what you would like to hear more of. And don't forget to dive into our show notes at www.thewisemindpodcast.com. Until next time, I wish you all the happiness, health, and healing. Lots of love.